This is the Business Banter Show on Real Talk San Diego, ESPN. I am your host, Jack Rowell of Rowell Real Estate. We just heard from Miss Lindsay Chilson. Good job, young lady.
Thanks.
You're welcome. We still have the CEO of La Jolla Alcohol Research. Thanks for sticking around, Coach.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what do you do if you're sitting in traffic and you get rear-ended by someone doing like 70 miles per hour? After you wake up, you call Larry Sideropoulos. That's what I did when that happened to me. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. Let's get to it. What is Sideropoulos Law Firm all about?
Sideropoulos Law Firm is a firm that was established in 1998. At that time, I had partners, and we specialize in solely personal injury. We represent plaintiffs only. We do not do any defense work. And we try to help, you know, the small guy face up and challenge the insurance companies.
Nice. Now, you don't do any of the defense. Is that just to keep you more focused on, to keep your niche clean, or what is that?
Yeah. You know, I guess it stems from my background. I've always wanted to fight for the righteous cause. Of course, because of the work I've done and the experiences I've had dealing with insurance companies, I have a negative perception ultimately of them. And not only that, it allows me to make my clients feel more comfortable that I'm not representing plaintiffs on one end and then the insurance companies on the other.
Sure. Like, hey, just last week you were representing Pepsi or whatever.
And correct.
I'm trying to sue them. Okay. How did you get into law?
You know, I had really little interest in it as a child, other than, as I mentioned earlier, when I immigrated here from Greece, you know, there was always a thought process going on in my head that was things were inequitable there, especially the time we departed, which was 1974. There was a military coup going on. And I remember how, you know, scared my parents were and the decision we made to actually leave at that time. And since then, it's always been in my nature to protect the little guy, whether it be on the football team or the wrestling team or at school. I was always kind of the protector of all my friends when it came to bullies, and that's always kind of been instilled in me. But the interest primarily started for me when I was at Fresno State in undergraduate school, and I had a good friend who was going to go to law school, and he had a lot of friends that were lawyers, and I did a little bit of clerking at a law firm in Fresno, and ultimately that's kind of what pushed me in that direction.
Okay, and so you picked personal injury because you dig defending the little guy?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. Also, I think one of my first jobs out of law school was with a personal injury firm, and you know, I saw what the victim goes through, and you know, you described earlier a rear-end accident, mm-hmm. and with you were fortunate enough to have injuries that you fully recovered from. It's the case that
out for a jury still on that.
Really? Okay. We'll talk about it off the air.
I can't play piano.
You never told me that.
Well, I never could, but I still can't.
I see cases and I deal with individuals that have lost loved ones, that have permanent type injuries that they'll never recover from.
Yeah.
And it's those sort of people that really, you know, have an effect on me. I've even made some lifelong friends from former clients because I felt their pain. And those are the types of cases that I want to take to trial. Those are the types of cases that you can feel good about standing in front of a jury and seeking justice for your clients.
Okay, so now, I mean, obviously that's a big thing is being able to help, but what do you love most about Sideropoulos Law?
You know, I was involved in partnerships with multiple partners, and we had a lot bigger establishment than what I currently have. I'm, you know, as of 2009, I became a sole practitioner, and one of the reasons I did it is because I remember sitting around having meetings with my partners, and we're discussing literally hundreds of case files, and I couldn't put a face behind most of those case files.
Couldn't be personal with them.
Exactly. And you know, that's the problem with the bigger firms is that you're kind of a number. And it's kind of the way the insurance company treats people. You're a number. You're a statistical analysis, and that's how they treat people. And so that's what we offer is that we're a small firm. I think currently I probably have 25 cases. But every one of my clients knows me. Every one of my clients has the ability to contact me and get me on the phone at any day of the week. I have clients that just walk in. If I'm available, I'll see them immediately. And, you know, you get that personal connection. And the advantage of having that personal connection is as you prepare a case for trial and as you proceed to trial, that client and I are very well acquainted. I know their quirks. I know their strengths. I know their weaknesses. I know how they respond to
pressure.
Yeah,
don't put that guy on the stand.
Exactly.
He's got Tourette's or whatever.
Whereas, you know, I deal with defense firms who are big firms, and every hearing there's a different lawyer that shows up. And every time that different lawyer shows up, the thing that crosses my mind is, okay, this lawyer doesn't know the case as well as I do.
Exactly.
And it's generally an advantage.
Yeah.
So.
Sweet, sweet. Okay, now, I think you kind of touched on it there, but on your website you were talking about how there's legal mills out there and that Sideropoulos Law is not. What's a legal mill?
Well, there's been some law firms in the past that their goal is to sign up as many cases as possible. They're not necessarily concerned with the client. They're more concerned with their bottom line. And we all have to make a living, obviously. But, you know, I feel good at the end of the day about myself and the service that we provide because I try to help my clients through every aspect of the personal injury case. And it's not just collecting the highest award for them. It could be helping them, find transportation. It could be finding the right doctor. It could be they can't get up in the morning and go to work, and they need financial help. It could be it's causing a strain between their spouses. And, you know, sometimes I have to sit there and listen and give my best advice in that regard, although I'm not a therapist.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's that ability to connect with an individual, and I think that's the mistake most lawyers make is that they don't listen to the client. We think, well, what's the number we're trying to get here? And we fail to listen to how their days are really going, how it's affecting him, how it's affecting their family life, and how they're unable to function as a result of an accident.
You feel like other lawyers are just, they're just so focused on the numbers and maybe a little arrogant, like, I know what's better for you. And they're not listening to their people?
Well, that's one of the common criticisms we hear about lawyers. You know, lawyers are generally in control of the conversation, and we fail to just sit back and listen sometimes. And I think that's a mistake. You know, I had a former partner who was a great lawyer, but he would just, you know, the clients always connected better with me, and he was the guy that went out and dealt with the insurance company more so. And it worked at that time, but, you know, that was a criticism that I heard regularly, and I still hear. You know, most lawyers are insensitive. You know, they're concerned about, you know, the bottom line versus how this individual is going to recover from this and hopefully move on with their lives.
Okay. Okay, so now when you do get a case, what's your typical investigation and preparation for that? How does that break down?
It generally depends, obviously, on the type of accident. You know, it could be an auto accident. Sideropoulos Law Firm handles any personal injury that was caused by a third party. We don't do work-related accidents or workers' compensation type cases. But even if you are injured on the workforce, meaning, for example, I had a case recently where a subcontractor was injured by another subcontractor. That is also has a third-party component to it. And so as far as the investigative, to get to your point, it largely depends on the case. What we do immediately is we try to record physical evidence. So in an automobile case, for example, we want to photograph and measure skid marks, debris fields from the motor vehicles. If there's any bruising or cuts or that sort of thing on the.
And you get that all yourself. You guys don't rely on the police to get their stuff? Or
well, we do. We always rely on the police report. The police report's always going to provide certain information. Sometimes they're more thorough than others. I find when it's a very serious injury, the police report's a lot more thorough. But we also have a private investigator we work with. We have other experts, accident reconstructionists, biomechanical engineers that will call and have them go out to the scene or look at the physical evidence, including the vehicle. And that process needs to be started immediately. What one common error that most people do is they get in an accident, they're so distraught, they don't ask for witness names or phone numbers or contact information, and they leave, and then there's no police report in some cases, and then they come back and say, well, the other person ran the red light. Two people told me that when I was there. when I ask him, who are these two people? They're gone. The other person says, my client ran the red light. Guess what? There's no case there.
Yeah, it's that homeless guy over on 70th. I've talked to him before. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's important that you document the scene, collect the evidence immediately. That's why I know the first thing that's going through people's mind is not necessarily hiring a lawyer, but document the scene, document the evidence, because it's going to disappear.
Right on. Well, Larry, Lord forbid somebody's going to need you, but people out there do need you. How do they get in touch with you?
My office main line is area code 619-696-7005, and we have our main website is the sideropolislawfirm.com.
Okay, one more time with your phone number.
619-696-7005.
And if you just Google Larry Sideropolis, and if you know how to spell Sideropolis, it'll give you a bunch of different things. He's going to pop up. There's not a ton of Larry Sideropolises out there.
Right. The Opolis is not so common.
Hey, good job, Larry. Okay, coming up.
Thank you.
Maury Cole of La Jolla Alcohol Research is going to bum me out. This is the Business Banter Show on Real Talk San Diego, ESPN. We'll be right back.